Compaction. When we head out into popular backcountry areas, sometimes the weak layers can get broken up from all of the snowboarder or skier traffic. We call this compaction. We tend to get a false sense of security in these places. We never want to make a decision based on compaction. If I look at a slope and I'm trying to decide if it's safe or not, I never let the amount of tracks factor into that. It's way too unreliable. We also need to remember this when we start to push out into more remote areas where weak layers may be well preserved and more widespread than we are expecting. In compacted areas, we tend to get a false sense of security and our confidence can build quickly. Remember that when we get into those remote zones, our surface hoar layers and weak layers can be really well preserved and it can be quite a different story than our popular zones. Below is a really great example of a well-compacted area, Kicking Horse Mountain Resort. An event where a remote trigger, a separate avalanche from far away, resulted in a large avalanche on the resort in skier-compacted terrain that slid to ground. The ski hill runs a boot packing program before opening, which involves a bunch of hungry ski bums walking up and down the slope to break up early season layers in the snowpack under the supervision of ski patrollers. When they looked at the bed surface of this avalanche, they found boot prints in the crust that the avalanche slid on from the boot packing program. A great reminder of how resilient our weak layers can be. Remember, this terrain was moguls when it slid. Doesn't get much more compacted than that. Watch the video below.